Today we're building a ghosted Amen style breakbeat from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and if you're into drum and bass, this is one of those skills that instantly makes your loops feel way more alive. The big idea here is simple. We are not just programming drums, we are creating motion. A straight loop can hit the right notes and still feel flat, but when you add ghost notes, tiny timing shifts, and a bit of texture, suddenly the break starts breathing. That's the jungle energy. That's the "this producer knows what they're doing" feeling. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly and use stock Ableton tools only. So even if you don't have a huge sample library, you can still build something solid. Start by setting your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a great middle ground for classic Amen style DDNB. Then create a MIDI track and load up a drum rack. Keep it simple. You only need a kick, a snare, a closed hat, an open hat, and maybe a ride or extra percussion sound. If you've got an Amen break sample, you can also drag it into Simpler later, but don't worry if you don't. The rhythm matters more than the source. Set your MIDI clip to 1 bar to start. That makes it easier to hear what's happening and helps you focus on the groove instead of getting overwhelmed by a long pattern. Now lay down the backbone. Put the kick on beat 1, and put your main snares on beats 2 and 4. That gives you the classic drum and bass anchor. If you want, add a little extra kick pickup near the end of the bar, but don't go crazy yet. We're building a foundation first. A good starting velocity range is around 90 to 115 for kicks and 110 to 127 for your main snares. The snare should be the clear anchor. It's the thing the listener can latch onto instantly. Now comes the important part. Ghost notes. Ghost notes are those very quiet drum hits that live between the main accents. They're not supposed to take over the groove. They're supposed to suggest movement. Think of them like little whispers between the louder hits. Start placing ghost hits just before beat 2, just after beat 2, just before beat 4, and maybe a few light notes in the 16th note gaps around the bar. Use the 16th grid as your guide first. Then you can add a couple of 30-second note lead-ins if you want a more detailed jungle feel. Keep these velocities low. For really subtle ghosting, aim around 18 to 35. If you want them a little more obvious in a sparse mix, go maybe 35 to 55. But here's a really useful teacher tip. If the ghost notes sound like full drums and start fighting your backbeat, they're too loud. They should feel like pressure and motion, not like a second main rhythm. If you're using one shots, you can even choose a filtered or softer snare sample for the ghosts. That helps them sit behind the main hit instead of competing with it. If you're using an Amen sample in Simpler, duplicate slices and lower the velocity or clip gain on the ghost hits. Now let's add the human feel. Straight grid timing can make a break sound stiff, even if the pattern is good. So zoom in and nudge some of those ghost notes slightly early or slightly late. Keep the main snare locked more tightly to the grid, but let the in-between notes breathe a little. A safe approach is this. Ghost notes before the snare can be a touch early, and ghost notes after the snare can be a touch late. That tiny inconsistency is one of the things that makes a break feel played rather than programmed. You can also try a subtle groove from the groove pool, but keep it gentle. Around 10 to 25% is plenty. Too much swing and your DNB loop starts feeling lazy instead of driving. Next, let's give the break some texture and weight. If you're using multiple drum sounds, layer them. You might have one kick that gives you the low punch, one snare with the sharp transient, and another quieter snare or noise layer for ghost notes. For hats, keep them airy and light so they add movement without cluttering the groove. Use EQ8 to shape the layers. A good starting point is high passing the ghost snare around 180 to 300 HC so it doesn't muddy the low mids. On the drum group, add drum bus for a little drive and glue. Start with low to moderate drive, maybe around 5 to 15%, and keep the boom very modest. You want punch, not a blown-out low end. If the whole break feels too polite, a little saturator can really help. Just a touch. Enough to bring out the harmonics and make the quiet details easier to hear. This is one of those classic production tricks, where a tiny bit of dirt makes the whole thing feel more alive. Now let's think like arrangers, not just loop makers. A good Amen style loop should change over time, even if it only changes a little. That small evolution keeps the track moving. So try an 8-bar idea like this. Bars 1 and 2 are your basic ghosted loop. Bars 3 and 4 add a small pickup or hat lift. Bars 5 and 6 remove one ghost note to create tension. And bars 7 and 8 bring in a little fill or snare roll into the next section. That's call and response. The drums ask a question, then answer it. And in drum and bass, that question and answer feeling is everything. If your track is going to be dark and heavy, keep the break a little more restrained at first, and let the bass line carry some of the drama. If you want more of a jungle roller vibe, you can make the break busier and more chopped. Just remember this rule. If the bass line is dense, simplify the ghost notes. If the bass line is sparse, the break can carry more motion. Now route everything to a drum group so you can process the kit together. On the group, use EQ8 to cut unnecessary sub-rumble below about 30 to 40 Hz. Then add drum bus for gentle drive and transient control. Utility can help you keep the low end centered, which is really important in DNB, especially when the bass line comes in. A solid beginner setup is slightly increasing the drum bus transients, keeping the drive low to moderate, and leaving utility width at 100% unless the break is feeling too wide. The goal is to make the drums hit hard, not to smash them into a brick. You still need headroom for the sub, and that leads to a very important point. Make room for the bass. Ghosted breaks work so well because they create pockets for sub pressure. If the drums and bass are both filling the same space all the time, the whole mix gets muddy and the groove loses impact. So when you add your bass later, keep the sub mono, carve space if needed with EQ, and let the bass line phrase around the drum accents. That's how you get the conversation between elements instead of a wall of sound. For example, you might place a bass stab after the main snare, then let a ghost snare or hat fill the gap before the next kick. That little bit of spacing is what makes the groove feel intentional. Every good DNB loop also needs a small transition. So at the end of bar 4 or bar 8, add a tiny fill. That could be two quick ghost snares, a short hat roll, an extra kick before the downbeat, or even a reversed cymbal or noise swell. Keep it short. In drum and bass, fills are usually effective because they're functional, not because they're huge. At this point, a great exercise is to duplicate your loop and make two versions. Version A can have more ghost notes and feel busier. Version B can have fewer ghost notes and more space. Then listen to both and imagine them with a bass line. Which one feels more drop ready? Which one leaves room for the low end? That's the real producer question. A strong loop usually has a clear snare anchor, enough ghost motion to feel alive, and enough space for sub and bass to speak. You want grit, but you also want clarity. Here are a few common mistakes to watch out for. First, ghost notes too loud. That's the number one beginner issue. If the loop sounds busy but not groovy, lower the ghost velocities before changing the pattern. Second, everything locked perfectly to the grid. Tiny timing offsets matter a lot in this style. Third, too much low end in the break layers. High pass the ghost material so it doesn't fight the sub. And finally, don't overprocess the drum bus. Too much compression or saturation can kill the snap that makes the amen feel work. A couple of extra pro tips for darker DNB. Choose darker, drier samples if you can. Use filtering on ghost layers so they sit back in the mix. Add just enough distortion to make quiet details audible. And if you want a more atmospheric, cinematic feel, try placing a subtle pad or vinyl texture behind the drum so the ghosting feels deeper. If you want to take it even further later, resample the loop to audio, chop it again, and rebuild the groove from the bounced version. That's a classic jungle workflow, and it can lead to some really unexpected rhythms. Quick practice challenge for you. Make two versions of the same one-bar loop at 172 BPM. In version A, keep the ghost velocities around 20 to 35. In version B, push them up to around 40 to 60 and add one extra pickup note. Add a light drum bus and EQ8 on the drum group. Then compare them and see which one feels better for a dark DNB drop. After that, duplicate your favorite into four bars and add one small fill at the end. So to recap, build a strong kick and snare backbone, add quiet ghost notes around the main hits, use tiny timing shifts for feel, layer and process lightly for texture, and always think in phrases, not just loops. If you get that balance right, even a simple drum pattern can sound gritty, rolling, and fully ready for a proper DNB drop. And that's the magic here. You're not just making drums, you're making momentum.